Hey, James, we're recording. How long is your penis in measurement?
Ooh.
Yeah, give me an exact measurement.
Hard or soft?
For the people.
It's a massive difference.
Give me the medium first.
A median?
Yeah, give me the medium size, like the middle, when it's a medium hard softness.
Oh, well, let's put it this way. It's like a tuna can.
What? What does that mean?
It means it's not very long, but it's got a lot of girth. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. It's the girth of a can? That sounds not pleasurable. I'm sorry, Hannah.
Yeah, you know, you do what you gotta do.
Okay, soft?
No, I mean, it's a tuna can.
It's always a tuna. Okay, and
it's
intro.
It's a tuna can.
All righty, we're back with Caleb and Tuna Can James.
Tuna Can Sam over here.
Can that be your new nickname, Tuna Can James?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't really love that, but I think we'll go ahead and just give that to you just for the sake of your dick shaped like a tuna can.
I don't mind it.
When did you find out that your penis was shaped in that of a tuna can shape?
I mean, the first time I saw a tuna can.
The first time you ever saw a tuna, like, it just all clicked at once. And you were like, you know what?
It's like, I got one of those.
James, this is crazy. I didn't think this is how we were starting the episode.
Hey,
I know,
man,
I did this.
You asked.
I did ask about, I didn't know how to start the episode.
This is all you're doing.
I had to ask something. You
have,
you know?
No one to blame but yourself.
Well, I mean, that's probably fair. I also picked a rap movie for today.
Heck yeah, rap movies.
And you know what? I think it was a good idea. I think that, you know, we've been scared for a long time. We've been worried. We haven't known what to do. And, you know, rats just came to us.
I think you're on to something here.
And I think I want to do a lot of animal movies now. I want to do the animal-based horror movies.
Oh.
Yeah, like creatures, like things that are based off of real things. I like that.
Okay.
I like the 70s creature features, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And I think the rats are a good place to start. Another good place to start the episode, we're going to thank a couple Patreons. So thank you to Kylie Barnes. Thank you to Jason the Ghost. Thank you to Steven Gielberg. Is that your real name? Gielberg.
Hey, come on now.
Shout out Steven Spielberg. Thanks for being a fan of the show. We got Hadley Hughes, Amber Jeriguai, and we got Tabitha Day. Take it a day at a time, Tabitha. Thanks, bud. Thanks, guys. They all donate on patreon.com/horrorsoup, and we appreciate the lot of you.
I love Patreons.
The lot of the Patreons I loved. I don't know what I'm saying. We're going to talk about rap movies. Where I didn't want to technically start with this movie. I just wanted to cover Ben.
Ben is a movie.
But I found out that Willard is a movie that precedes Ben. So
yeah,
we kind of had to go in a row. Sometimes that
you
goes
had
bad.
To start somewhere.
I don't know. We did that with the Evil Bongs and it didn't turn out well, but I think there's only two rat movies and then a rat remake, and I'm not interested in the remake.
Yeah, I have no interest in that remake whatsoever.
Did they ever remake Ben? Or they just remake Willard?
I think they only remade Willard.
Why? I feel like, isn't Ben like a crucial part of this? I mean, the fucking sequel it starts off of the tale of the first movie.
You're right.
I love a sequel that goes right at, like, it shows you the end of a movie and just goes right into it. They're like,
oh yeah,
so this is what happened 2 minutes later.
Yeah, no,
it's amazing.
I love that too. That is great.
It's so fun. So yeah, I mean, Willard is, okay, I'll tell the story. I woke up in the middle of the night one night and I had like Samsung TV playing, you know, it's just like the live channels that go on.
Oh yeah.
I had it on the horror channel and I woke up to some kid holding a rat singing a song about Ben.
It's amazing.
And it was just a very ethereal song, a very ethereal rat.
I'm into it.
And I just wanted to do Ben after that. So I've been waiting to do Ben for a while. But now we're doing Willard.
And I'm glad we did.
For sure. I'm glad we didn't go right into Ben because I feel like we would have missed a lot of context.
Oh, yeah. You, like, really understand who Ben is now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I thought that I was going to go into Ben like hating Ben, you know, like just from watching it a little bit. And I thought Ben was the enemy.
You would think.
But after watching Willard, no, Ben is not the enemy. Ben is in the right. Ben is the fucking angel of
Ben's
this whole
the hero.
Situation. Yeah, it's actually insane. So, yeah, it's very crucial that we went to Willard first.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Willard, 1971. Good 70s rap movie. I mean, come on, man.
Good old 70s rat movie.
Yeah, I love the bird movies. I love the rat movies. I'm very... These animal movies are just so much fun, you know?
You gotta love it.
They defy logic of actual bird and rat, and that's why I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's true. They do not conform to their... Earthern? Counterpart.
Is earthern a word?
No.
Did you just use that to describe Earth, as in the planet that we live on?
You got it. You see, there's Prime Earth, and then there's Willard Earth.
Okay, I can believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
I could actually believe that this was like a alternate dimension type thing. I don't know how you train thousands of rats to do your bidding within like a couple days.
I was
going to
say it's a fairly short amount of time,
it's
right?
It's so short. Like, I get like when he taught the one rat and he was like, hey, look, this is food and this is not food. This is an empty box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get that you did that to one rat. How'd you do that to like 10,000 in like 2 days?
I have no idea.
It's absolutely insane. It makes no sense. And then he fucking Lex Luthored them. Willard fucking sucks. Willard fucking sucks. I thought he was going to be the star of this movie. He's not. He's not at all. Willard is Willard Stiles. He was played by Bruce Davison, which this dude has done almost like 300 movies, and I only recognize him from a couple. I thought I would recognize him in way more. I recognize his face. It's because I'll never forget it, because he's Jeremy Renner's dad in the Dahmer movie from like 2002, 2003.
That's very specific.
Yeah, he's Lionel Dahmer, and he's just like, hey, what are you doing, Dahmer? You got this box over here. Let me see it. I got a ring in there. Let me see my old high school ring. It's in a secret compartment down there. And Dahmer's like, no, I got a head in it. It's a whole thing.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, that's where I know this guy from, like, specifically.
That's wild.
I was staring at his face, and I was like, what are you from? What are you in? And then when I got it, I was like, that's a crazy thing. That's the only thing I know you from. That's actually insane. We have Elsa Lanchester as Henrietta Stiles. She is Willard's mother in this.
Okay, yeah.
We have Sandra Locke. She is very important.
Yep.
Sandra Locke as Joanne Sims. She is the love interest of Willard. We have Ernest Borgnine as Martin, Mr. Martin, Al Martin.
Love Martin.
He was Mermaid Man up until 2012.
Mermaid Man?
There's no other Mermaid Man. You know who I'm talking about.
The Mermaid
the
Man.
The Mermaid Man. Adjacent to the man. Barnacle Boy. Yes.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, that's fucking Mermaid Man.
That's crazy.
He kind of looks like Mermaid Man, too.
He does kind of look like Mermaid Man.
If I'm being honest.
I can't lie.
And then last but not least, we have Jodie Gilbert as Charlotte Stassen. I was like trying to look at her face for a second, and I was wondering if... Wow, she died in 79. She died 8 years after this movie came out.
Oh, wow.
Huh. She's in Starsky and Hutch.
That's cool. She's in the old Batman series.
Yeah, she's Miss Putney. Who the fuck is Miss Putney?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is. Is that like a prominent Batman character? You know, Miss Putney. I don't know. Maybe it is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of old school movies. You know, when the cover looks very old
and
it's a 40s movie, those are her movies. Her era was... but I mean, I'm glad that Willard was one of her last movies. You know, Willard is... I don't know what to say. There's rats
classic,
in it.
Classic, man.
It is a classic. I guess that's what I was getting to, but it kind of hurt. So directed by Daniel Mann. He directed the movie Matilda, which is about a small-time talent agent who discovers an amazing boxing kangaroo and figures to use it as his stepping stone into the big time.
That's not the Matilda I'm familiar with.
That's not. I thought it was the other Matilda. I quickly realized it was not when I clicked on the IMDb and there was a stuffed kangaroo.
Got it.
On the screen with boxing gloves on it.
Kangaroo Matilda. Okay.
And it's not Kangaroo Jack.
Oh yeah, sure.
We're doing that next. I'm so serious. We're doing that next. That's we're gonna be doing Ben, but we gotta get the mostly horror dudes in on it. They wanna be involved with the rats. So I think we're gonna do something between, and I think the kangaroo movie makes the most sense. I thought that this guy maybe just did a bunch of different like animal horror or boxing movies or something of the sort.
Yeah.
No. I think it's just those two.
Just those,
it's
huh?
just Willard and then the boxing kangaroo.
So is it... It's a stuffed animal?
It's a real kangaroo in the movie, but, like, it looks insane. Like, it looks absolutely fucking insane, James. Let me just show you a glimpse of it real quick, because it's pretty baffling. What is this called again? What did I say it was called? Matilda. Yep. I cannot believe it's Matilda.
It's called something.
I mean, we've been discussing kangaroos for some time now, I would say, yes.
Oh, yeah. Kangaroos have been on the table for a while.
Yeah, and I feel like it's only a matter of time till we find out if the kangaroo gets its ass beat or not.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so look at this kangaroo. You see that kangaroo? You see that fucking kangaroo, dude?
It's like a bad Halloween costume.
Look at that face. It's absolutely insane.
It's insane.
If you guys are not watching the video version, I put it up on the screen for a second so you could see a glimpse of this kangaroo. It is...
Wow.
It's something else.
Rated G.
It is absolutely something else.
It should be rated R just because of how terrifying the kangaroo is.
Its eyes are menacing.
That was so scary.
So I think that that's going to be scarier than this movie
just as a whole,
just because of what that kangaroo looks like. I honestly don't think it's even a horror movie, but we're doing that next.
Okay.
It's absolutely insane. So yeah, that's the dude who directed this. He made Matilda. Matilda's next. This is written by Gilbert Ralston and Stephen Gilbert, the Gilbert twins, I guess.
Gilbert and Gilbert.
And they also worked on our next movie, Ben. Daniel Mann did not direct, but they still wrote it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I wish Daniel Mann came back, but I mean, Daniel Mann didn't know that rats could go in walls, so... Maybe it was for the best.
Really wasted some potential there.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed very overlooked. Anyway, the budget seems to be somewhere around $750,000. Couldn't find the exact budget, though. I'm sure all of that went to rat wrangling. And the box office ranked in about $14.5 million.
Okay.
Yeah, Willard was a box office slam, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no wonder they made the sequel the next year.
Right?
This was rated PG, and this is because this is before PG-13 was a thing. I mean... I don't think this wouldn't fly as PG.
No, I don't think so.
Like, it's still not that insane and, like, that gory, but I still don't think it would fly as PG today.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of PG movies have mass genocide.
That is true. And there are, I don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird thing to say aloud, but it is kind of true.
Yeah, so maybe it could fly as PG.
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Only a couple people died. I guess mom died. But yeah. I mean, I don't even think they say fuck in this at all.
No.
Do they even curse in this?
Not really, no.
I don't know if I heard a single curse word.
Nope.
In the movie.
Some strange things are said.
They say strange things. Oh, they say very concerning things. I'm very sure that there's a conspiracy like behind this movie.
Oh, yeah.
With some of the shit that Martin says. But aside from that, I mean, I don't know. They could probably pass as PG. I mean, I don't. They always said questionable things on SpongeBob. It goes back to SpongeBob.
Barnacle Boy Strikes Back.
So Willard currently holds a 3.1 out of 5 on Letterboxd, a 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb, a 52% by the critics, and a 37% by the audience on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Did I say Letterboxd and IMDb, or did I just throw out ratings right now?
I think you, yeah.
Did I say I just threw out ratings?
I heard Rotten Tomatoes.
3.1 out of 5 on Letterboxd, 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb, and you guys heard the Rotten Tomatoes. Again, this video version is on Spotify. If you want to check it out, just flip your screen on Spotify and you can watch it. And with that, you want to get into Willard? Do you have anything to say before we get into this?
Let's grill some rats.
I don't know if we want to do that. This movie is very Charlie Day, though. Is this movie not just a prequel to Charlie Day?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, he loves rats, but also he bashes rats.
Yeah.
This is Charlie Day.
He's a rat basher for sure.
They had to have, like, Rob McElhenney definitely, like, watched this movie and was like, that's the inspiration for Charlie's character. There's no way you can convince me otherwise. Anyway, we open to some fancy classical music. There's a lot of that in the movie. It is very classy, very elegant. Some dude's pouring lava out of a container directly onto some metal.
I know why. Like, what's happening?
Well, that's what you do in 70s warehouses. That's how you make stuff. You're just like, oh, you see this molten lava that we got from this volcano over here?
They
flashed
to this shit multiple times, and I'm always like, they never explain what this business is.
That's at the same office, too, that Willard works at.
Yeah.
That's what's so weird. I didn't pick up on that till like the middle of the movie when they showed it again, like you said. And then I was like, wait, because at one point Martin goes like, there's two things to this, and it's fucking sales and accounting and the warehouse over there. And then they show the warehouse, they're just pouring lava on metal. And I'm like, what are you actually doing, though? What is this business?
Just molten lava.
And that's downstairs to cubicles, basically. Right, right, right. Like, what is happening? I have no clue what this job is. Maybe some manly fucking man can tell me what this lava pouring job is, but I don't know. I don't lift enough weights to know what this is. So, yeah, the cars are old in the movie. The men filled with mold. We meet Willard. Willard is getting grilled by his boss for forgetting his files at work. And in the process, he misses his bus home. Yeah, that is what happens. He misses a few buses throughout this. I think that's why this threw me off. He does often miss bus.
Until he solves that problem.
Yeah, I guess he does. So this leads to sad Peter Pan music playing. I got like, you know, big strong men.
The whole score in this is insane.
It goes from like classical elegant music to Peter Pan to Disney, which is also Peter Pan, but like very specific, like Princess Disney, you know?
Sure.
And then like just very like eerie music that turns Disney like halfway through. It's very confusing.
It's bizarre.
It's confusing. I couldn't tell if this was like a love story where he was going to fuck some rats or if he was going to bash the rats. It was very alarming. Anyway, he misses his bus. This leads to the Peter Pan music, but alas, Willard walks home and gets greeted with a surprise birthday party. The whole decor is very like 7-year-old birthday.
Yes.
And this is like a 25-year-old man. So I don't know what's going on there.
Birthday.
Are they trying to imply that like Willard is a little slow? Because I honestly genuinely couldn't figure out throughout the movie if they were trying to make him like Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
Or if they were like saying that he just isn't working hard or something. Because I don't know. It's like half the time they're like, his mom just run around like, hey, go fix my fucking shingles. Hey, the light on the porch is out. Go whisk a new light bulb together.
Yeah.
And then
work on that.
So I'm like, half the time they're just like, oh, he doesn't work hard enough. And they're like, oh, you make stupid decisions. And it seems like they're doing that. But then half the time I'm like, but is he like a little slow?
Yeah.
They never give a definitive answer.
I guess. But I mean,
well, he has to be, right?
He doesn't
like, if
really,
that's the question.
I don't know. Here's the thing. He's at least has some arrested development, right? Because he's like stuck taking care of his mom. He doesn't seem to have much of a social life. He doesn't really have any friends. He just goes to work and then takes care of his mom, right?
I would say yes, that's accurate.
So if nothing else, like he isn't like quite there socially.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's all there mentally. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite seem like
it. I don't think so either. And I think it like makes the movie weirder as it goes on because you're trying to figure out like, I don't know. Like, I do hate Willard.
Yeah.
And it is because
the person, not the movie.
Yeah, for sure. And it's because he's a fucking asshole.
He's not a good person.
No, like he's not like they're not giving him the Lenny of A Mice and Men where he's like very gentle and like, you know, like nice to things. And he only hurts things like on accident. Like, no, he fully consciously goes, you know what? I'm going to go murder some stuff.
No, yeah, he's somewhat abusive, I would say.
Very. I would not even say somewhat.
Okay,
very.
There we go. Yeah, he's abusive,
He's manhandling these rats the whole movie. So we also find out that Will's boss was invited to the party. And we see like right before that him and his boss, I mean, they're not on good terms. His boss is like berating him in front of the entire office.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to invite him to the party.
I don't know why your mom would want to invite him. We also find out like later, like they kind of say it now, but not completely, but we find out that like the boss took the company from Willard's dad, and that basically led to like Willard's dad dying from like being so depressed. They kind of imply that. I don't know for sure that's what it is, but they pretty much imply that, I would say.
Right, yeah.
And it seems like Willard's mom is not doing good because of that. But, I don't know. I mean, there's contention with the boss, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Why would you want this guy at the party?
And if it is implied that that's what happened, why would the mother invite him if this is the dude that stole the company from her husband?
Exactly.
And then
led
to Willard having to fix the shingles.
But they're like, they want to suck up to him for some reason.
It's because they want Willard to have a better job,
yeah,
I think, is
what
it's
Willard
all about.
To get a promotion.
But like really the whole thing argument is like he should have the company already because it was like his father's.
Right.
So I don't know. There's some contention here, but it also it matters but doesn't. It like the Willard boss relationship is important, but it's more just because he's a dick to him and it pisses him off. It's not really about like he doesn't even care about the whole job complex.
Not really.
It's just like, hey, this guy's an asshole to me.
Yeah.
So After the news of all this, they grill the shit out of Willard about how he's a bum. He should have stepped up and pushed for a better position in the company. He looks like Stuart Little. So he walks outside and he finds a rat in response.
Love it.
He's like, I'm going to go actually be Stuart Little since you called me that. he throws a piece of bread at it, like, but not like to feed it, like angrily. Like he's immediately like, fuck this rat. He thinks that that's going to hurt it for whatever reason. And then the music gets real creepy. This is what I was talking about, where it gets like real eerie. And then when the rat starts to like make a face and starts to like eat the bread, it gets like Disney princess. It's so confusing. But yeah, he also makes a face at the rat as it's like eating it, which was just very unpleasant to me. His face like scrunched up he looked confused.
His faces in general are pretty unpleasant.
His face in general is pretty unpleasant. Like just as a man, like his smile creeps the shit out of me. It's it's like the emoji smile, you know, where it's just like that tiny little like parentheses looking bitch.
Right.
Like it's horrifying. I don't know. He's a Bruce. You got to stop. Don't smile at me. So yeah, the rat ate the bread that he threw at it. So now he likes rats.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So Willard gets in like a mild argument with his mother about him being rude. And then he walks out, he feeds a pile of rats, and then he starts to mow the lawn. And he's interrupted by his mother, who's been taken over by the ghost of Charlie Day. There's no other way to put it. Because she starts like telling him like, hey, did you get rid of those rats? And he's like, oh, not yet. I'm going to take care of it, though. And then she's like, all right, well, exterminator. And he's like, that's too expensive. And she goes, okay, I got this stick over here. She starts imitating, like, just like flailing all around, throwing the stick around. She's like, you know,
absolutely.
Why don't you just hit him with a stick? You know, just start swinging around like an absolute lunatic.
That's how you do it, though.
She's just telling him to bash the rat. She's like, go bash him. She's
have
like,
you I got ever that. Had to kill a rat?
No, I just let him do their thing.
See?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I don't bash him.
You do it just like that?
I don't bash him. So on the morrow, Willard makes it to the office 40 minutes late for a meeting with Mr. Martin. He missed another bus. And Mr. Martin is pissed. He screams at Willard in front of the entire department and in front of the pretty new girl who happens to be his new assistant. He gets an assistant assigned to him because apparently he's not getting enough work done. He's being overworked for sure.
Yeah. And also, what is the work?
I don't know. Files?
He just gets files. But aren't they a factory? Don't they do? What are these files for?
Like I
What's
said, I have
happening?
No idea what the business is. I don't get it whatsoever. But
why are there so many files and why are they all pertaining to Willard?
I could not tell you, brother. I could not tell you. But he has to do these files. Not much happens with the assistant yet, but pretty soon that's going to be his love interest.
Oh, for sure.
What happens now is that Willard is training his new gaggle of rats to run down a ramp that he put together. At first, you think he's training them. He's not. He's trying to murder them.
Yeah, he's going to drown them.
He's getting them to go into a cement hole where there is like a little island, a cement island in the middle.
Yeah.
And he's putting a hose inside of it, and he's just filling up the water and drowning them.
Yeah, is this... Was he actually going to drown them?
Yes.
Or was this emotional manipulation to make them see him as a savior?
It could have also been that, but his reaction seemed like he actually was going to drown them. That's the only thing I'm basing it off of.
Yeah.
Because he like let it fill up, and right when it like was about to drown them, he was like, oh shit, I can't do this, and he ran over and gave them the way out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see it as that. Willard's a fucking psychopath, so...
He's a psychopath.
That very much could be what happened. I wouldn't doubt that whatsoever.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah. So yeah, he puts them in the middle of the ocean. They're about to drown. He lets them out. And then he gets pressed by his mother about the situation, the whole rat situation. And he's like, all right, rats? You want a carrot? Tries to hand her a carrot, and he's like, you want a bite?
He does.
He's talking to her like she's a fucking rabbit. What was that?
You want a carrot?
Probably want a fucking carrot? What was that? Is he Bugs Bunny? I just don't get what's going on with him. Also, is anyone worried about the fact that Henrietta's friend, Charlotte, she's like grabbing Willard by the collar of his shirt and like kissing him? And she's like, I want to take care of you, Willard. And then later she goes back to just acting like a grandma again. So I'm like, what was that first scene, though?
No, she's one to watch, I think.
She was definitely trying to get in on whatever was going on with Willard.
Yeah.
And I don't love that, if I'm being honest.
Also, maybe she was more interested in that when she thought there was money in the house.
Maybe. I don't know. She seemed like she actually was a friend, I guess, but she was also the old friend that wants to fuck your son. So I don't know. It's a problem for sure. He goes to see his mom, and she goes on about how Willard sucks because her TV's broken. He needs to fix the shingles. He's like, all right, dude, I'll fix the fucking TV. Like, I'll fix the fucking TV if you shut up already.
Yep.
Because of this, Willard decides that he's going to teach his rat some words, and he starts with food. And he decides he's going to get like two empty boxes, put some food in one of them, put nothing in the other one. He's like, you know, he gets to go in the food one. He's like, look, that's food. He takes them out. He walks in the other one. He's like, that's nothing, which I don't know exactly what that teaches.
Not food.
But it teaches that some boxes have food and some boxes don't, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't seem like great training, if I'm being honest.
No, whatsoever. Who taught him to train rats? I don't get that. So, yeah, the rat.
I don't think anyone taught him to train rats.
Whatever.
Who taught you to train rats?
The rat's been fucking taught. Who, me?
Yeah.
Talking to me? Don't fuck with me, James. All right. I'm not gonna get into this right now, but you're being fucking ridiculous, and I hope you know that. I hope you assess this situation that you put yourself in.
Okay.
And you realize.
I got it.
Okay.
I'm yep.
All right. I'm not doing this shit anymore. All right, James.
Let's talk about rats.
Anyway, when it comes to the rats, buddy, when it comes to these rats, I know rats. And if you ever try to press me again. Anyway, because he.
Why do you know so much about rats?
Because he accomplished this teaching lesson.
Uh-huh.
He gets gifted a brand new rat, or so he thinks.
Oh, my God.
He thinks that a mom rat just gave him a rat. A mom rat walks up to him, not even walks up to him, a rat's just sitting there, and yeah. It's sitting there with its new baby rat, and he walks up, he's like, a gift for me? And then he picks up the rat, and he's like, thanks, rat, and walks away, never talks to the mother again. He's like, thanks for my new baby.
We never speak of this mother rat again.
Mom rat got fucked off.
You would think that he would be like, oh, this is mom rat, we're going to take care of mom rat?
Nope.
Never spoken to her
again. I'm pretty positive that he murders mom rat later.
Well,
I mean, yeah. Right?
There's has no. To.
Well, I guess there's like thousands left, so maybe not, but.
Yeah, I mean, chances are.
But I don't know. He killed thousands. Spoiler, yeah. But like, yeah, I'm just trying to say this so that when we get into this, you guys don't like Willard. Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Willard sucks.
He's a fucking asshole. So yeah, he has a baby rat now. He's rat dad, whatever.
An albino rat.
Yeah, he has the one white rat in the whole movie. So now his mom starts incessantly ringing a bell to get his attention. And he eventually shows up, and as expected, she tells him to go fix the light on the porch.
Right?
Yep. And she notices a rat tail in his pocket, and she's like, what is that? And it's very clearly a rat tail in his pocket. And he just fully gaslights her, and he's like, what? You senile old bitch. You're seeing things. She's like, don't worry about what's in my pocket. She's like, what's in your pocket? Don't fucking worry about it.
What pocket? What's a pocket? Who's got pockets? I ain't got pockets.
He just walks away. He's like, I'm out. She never mentions it again either. Fucking rat boy over here. So the next scene is insane because he now has turned his basement into a rat sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he went from one rat into his pocket to now there's hundreds just in his basement.
It's gross.
And... I mean, there's, what, 50 rats in the basement at this point, maybe? Yeah. There's going to be more, but they're also having babies now.
Yeah.
So they're having babies.
I mean, he's, like, breeding them, essentially. Yes. Like, it's wild.
He also walks down and acts like he's surprised by it. He's like, what? How did you guys get in here? And he has them in, like, a breeding box. What? How did you guys start having babies? I'm pretty sure I physically watched a scene of him forcing them to mate.
Right.
Like, he was like, all right, go ahead. Fuck you. Like, he wasn't walking away. He was, like, teaching them with the boxes. He was like, all right, this one is empty. That one is just a rat laying in there, just ready to go.
Oh my
God. Sick, dude.
It wasn't quite that much.
I saw it happen. It's sick what Willard does. Trust me. So, I'm not going to lie. I got chills at the next scene, James.
Oh.
I got absolute chills.
Yeah?
Because he finds this big old dark gray rat ringing a bell in his basement. And he walks up to it and he picks it up and he goes, oh my God, I'm going to name you Ben. And when he said that, full body chills. Full body chills, James. It brought me back to that time I woke up and the Samsung TV was playing.
Yeah.
And he was all like, Ben. That's what I remember from the song.
That's all you remember?
He goes like, Ben. And like that inflection and then says other things. And it brought me back to that and I was like, that's Ben.
Wow.
So, yeah, I really like that moment. Not long after that situation, Willard becomes witness to Mr. Martin making out with what I would call a monster. what's happening here right after this is that Martin's going to start strongmanning Willard. Because Willard's like, hey, dude, I want to get paid. You know, you're my boss. I'm doing a lot. I need to get some more money. Mr. Martin, no. He's like, no, that's not happening.
Not going to happen.
He wants to screw Willard out of his house. And if he doesn't get what he wants, Willard's probably going to get fired. He says that verbatim. So, yeah. I mean, it's not even like something to infer. Like, he just says that.
Yeah.
So now Mr. Martin is having a party. And Willard decides that he's going to bomb the party. With rats.
Rat bomb.
Yep, rat bomb. So he releases just tons and tons of rats in the party to cause havoc. And at this point, like, hey. I didn't know Willard was a bad person yet, but I was starting to question him at this point. Because sure. He hadn't done terrible things yet, but I'm like, doesn't this go against your best interest? These are your new rat friends. They're obviously going to try to...
putting them in danger.
They're going to try to bash your fucking rats. Like, they start picking up chairs and, like, bashing cakes on these rats and start bashing them with chairs. So I'm like, isn't this against your best interest? And he's watching. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, this is awesome. So I was pretty alarmed at that point. I wasn't sure what his end goal was, but whatever. The party ends because the rats kind of kicked them all out. And at one point, one of the workers is discussing the whole rat situation from the previous night. And one worker, he's like, oh, you should have seen the boss, hot nerd. And the boss walks in. He goes, you should have seen him. He's squealing like a... And you could probably infer what he said right there, because it's the 70s.
Pig.
And he says something insane, but it was crazy. So you know what? This probably couldn't have been PG. Whoa. Actually, in the 70s, this could have been PG. They would have let that slide real fast. They would not have cared whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was, it's a pretty crazy scene. Do not expect that guy to let those words out of his mouth.
Oof.
But then Willard gets a call. Boss man answers, and he's like, hey, Willard, your mom's sick. You got to go home. And then he's like, by the way, Willard, before you leave, you're a piece of shit. Have a fun day. Willard goes home, and immediately he's like, hey, where's my mom? What's going on? And Charlotte's like, yeah, your mom's dead.
Your mom's dead.
Your mom's, like, very dead.
The body's already gone.
Extreme dead. And he's like, why did you move my mom's body without telling me? He's like, where? No, actually, first he goes, where's my mom? And she goes, heaven. And he's literally just looking at her straight face, so pissed off. He's like, and then she goes, and her body is over here. And she mentions, like, the morgue owner or whatever.
Right, right, right.
It's like, no, bitch, that's what you start with. Give me the fucking answer to my question.
Heaven.
Could you imagine?
Well, yes.
Come home and the only
person. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. But yeah, you come home and like the only person, like your only family member just died. And you're like, where are they? Looking for the body? Heaven. Jesus fucking Christ. And she's like hysterically explaining what happened. She tries to tell him that she tried to contact him at the office, but Mr. Martin didn't pass the message over to him, basically.
Yeah.
And after her passing, a family lawyer walks up to Willard. And he goes, hey, so she didn't really leave you any money, but she left you equity on the house. And he goes, wait, equity? Because like they're in like a giant mansion.
Yeah, a huge old mansion.
Insane mansion. Like they have like lion statues with their name on it in front of the house. So like he's like, wait a second, equity. And he goes, yeah, you didn't know? The mansion is mortgaged. Heavily mortgaged.
Heavily mortgaged.
I have never heard that term before in my life.
Maybe that means multiple mortgages.
I think that means there's a lot of it. I think that means there is a lot of that mortgage. And at this point, he's like, okay, yes, you should probably sell the house. We have $15 for you from insurance. That's all that was left to you. And he's like, fuck you. I'm keeping the house. You're going to pay for this mansion?
Yeah,
watch and him. We did the math. Apparently, he owes $2,500. We're going to find that soon. And I don't know. They keep saying for taxes, so I don't know if that's just the back taxes they owe for the house or if that's the monthly mortgage. But if we're to assume that's a monthly mortgage, which I completely believe when we did the conversion, I 1,000% believe that that is the monthly mortgage. Comes out to about, what, $20,000, right?
20 grand, yeah.
That's definitely the mortgage on that mansion. That's like a fucking 20-bedroom mansion. It definitely has a $20,000 mortgage. You're going to pay that monthly, bud? You're not even getting paid at your job. I'm pretty sure, yeah, at one point he said he wasn't getting paid, right?
But you know what? He's got rat friends.
Yeah, and $1,500 in the pocket, he's going to go blow on a fucking car.
He's a king. He's a rat king.
Honestly, if I was a rat king, I'd probably do the same thing. I'd be like, yeah, I'm keeping this heavily mortgaged house. heavily.
And I'm going to be a Rat King.
Yeah, so now they go back home. They're doing, like, a reception kind of thing, it seems like. For some reason, the boss is there again. And he's trying to, like, take apart their grandfather clock real time. He's like, oh, this grandfather clock is so sick. And then he sticks his head inside of it and starts grabbing stuff. He's like, I've always wanted to take one of these apart. You're going to take it apart right here?
Right now. With no tools.
I said reception, but is that yeah, still reception? Yeah, it is, right? Yeah, it's the same thing. Why is reception for funerals and weddings?
I think it's just anytime you need to
receive. What, death?
Anytime you need to be receptive.
That's crazy. Yeah, receptive to letting Martin take apart your grandfather clock. It's fucking crazy. He was fully pissed when he didn't let him like take that apart right then and there.
Come on, man.
It's like, what do you mean? I can't take apart this whole thing right now. Just see how it ticks.
I mean, how many parts are even in a grandfather clock?
Jesus,
it's going to take
Christ.
All day.
An old grandfather clock from the 70s, like, Jesus fucking Christ,
it's an
dude.
Antique. It's in this mansion. It's probably, like,
it's probably worse
from
than
the
taking a watch apart
or some shit. It's,
oh my God,
like, something miraculous.
So at this gathering for Henrietta's funeral, Mr. Martin is wandering all around, and he's fist-fucking the finger foods. Like, I mean, he is... Oh, my God.
It's not just him, though. It's kind of everybody at the party.
It's most of them, but he's being the most obnoxious with it. And then Henrietta's homie, Charlotte, she walked up to Willard with a sandwich and a beer, one in each hand. She sticks the sandwich right in his face and, like, tries to, like, force it in his mouth, and he, like, slaps it away from her. He's like, get the fuck. My mom just died. And then she just turns around, and she takes a bite of the sandwich and just starts chugging the beer.
Yeah, yeah. Just starts chugging high life.
To be completely fair, though, if I offer you a sandwich and you say no, I have a beer in my hand, the first thing I'm doing is turn around, eating that sandwich, and chugging the beer.
Well, yeah.
That was the most accurate part of this movie. So Willard then goes off the rails. He yells at an old woman. Old woman. He harasses Ben the Rat. He starts to drink milk out of the carton, so I think he's a real man now. That's a crazy thing to do. He's also just wearing robes around the house, so.
Well, why not?
He's turned into a man. And at this point, Ben somehow snuck out of the cellar and into the house. So in response, Willard buys a car and then shows it off to his woman lady. He's like, yeah, you see this thing?
Look at this car.
Fucking shiny, dude. And then he takes his rats out when the woman lady leaves because he took his rats to work. He's doing that now.
Yeah.
But she comes back when he's almost done with work. He tells her at one point, she's like, hey, you want to hang out, basically? And he's like, nope, I got all these files. Throws a bunch of them on the table.
It's like...
So many files.
I got to stay and work this afternoon. She goes, oh, but it's a Saturday. And then he doesn't say anything. He just picks up the biggest pile of files that any one man can pick up at a time and slams them on the table.
It's like his fucking life memoirs, dude. Like,
files.
There's no way that this is a day's work. It's fucking crazy. And then she leaves. She's like, okay, have fun.
Womp womp. That sucks.
And then she leaves. And then she comes back. I don't know how long later, but she comes back and she's like, hey, you done with your work yet? Let's go hang out now. And I'm like, he had that whole stack. How long have you been? Have you been waiting there? Did you leave and come back? How'd you know when he was going to be done?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
She left and came back.
Whatever. Anyway. Where was I at? Yeah. So I thought right now she said she had a surprise for him. I thought the surprise was her pussy. It wasn't exactly, but it was a pussy. She gives him a cat, and if you can guess, that's a conflict of interest.
He's not really happy about it.
No, he can't really have a cat. They have this whole scene, too, where like they drive home. She's like, yeah, there's your cat now, blah, blah, blah. They drive back home, and the cat's just like messing with his bag, who has his rats
to get in
it.
The bag.
You'd think something was going to happen with that, but no, they like pander on that for a long time, and nothing ever comes of it.
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, how'd they get the cat to attack the bag, man?
They probably put a rat in it.
Put some catnip on that bag.
I don't know. You get a cat that likes attacking certain bags. That cat might have just liked bags.
Maybe.
They just got a friend's cat that liked bags, you know, put a bag next to it. Cat's going to swat.
Maybe.
I don't know. Cat training. Anyway, she's like, you going to take good care of this cat? And he's like, yep, for sure. Drives over to a phone booth.
I'll take care of
it. Yeah, it was a cool cat. Nice little ginger cat. He drives over to a phone booth and then he sees some dude in it and he's like, hey, can you hold this real quick? Hands him the cat. And then just hops in his car and drives away. That was fucking hilarious.
Like, of all things that he could have done to the cat, he's just like...
honestly was scared he was going to do something horrible to the cat.
He's like, sup, bro, hold this for a sec.
I did not think that Willard had the balls to do something like that. Like, that was crazy. I was like, he really just drove the fuck off. Like, he left.
It's kind of the coolest thing Willard does the whole movie.
Genuinely, I've never seen him do anything cool. And he was just like, all right, dude, I'm out. Have fun with that cat.
Your cat now.
We never see the cat again. Joanne never even asks how the cat's doing.
She asks one time.
Does she?
Yeah.
When did she ask?
It's towards the end of the movie when she's over for the last time. She's like,
when she's over at the house and doesn't see the cat anywhere.
Yeah, she's like, where's the cat?
And to be fair, though, that is a mansion. That cat could easily get.
He goes, she's hunting. And then they never bring it up again.
That's not even like funny or clever.
I know, right?
It's not hunting. You gave. She's been like, he's on a call. That would have been fucking hilarious. Like, come on. Let me rewrite this fucking movie because they had some good lines, but come on.
He's on a call. It was a phone booth.
Oh, fuck. So now Willard is absolutely losing it. He walks down in the cellar. There are thousands of rats now. Like, there's so many. They've bred so fast.
Yeah, it's and pretty weird, man.
He just walks down. He's like, there's so many of you now. Yeah, you were breeding them. What do you fucking think?
Yeah, he gets all pissed. And it's like, this is what you wanted.
Yeah,
bro.
You brought them down in here. You gave them a hole. Or, well, I guess that's later. But he gives them ways to go in and out. It's like, why are you pissed that there are rats in here
this
now?
This is exactly what you wanted.
And then he manhandles a rat. Like, he picks it up, like, grips it. Like, it's a fucking apple. And then he starts, like, treating it like he's the conductor to an orchestra, and the rat is his stick. He just starts shaking the fucking rat at them, and he's just screaming at all the other ones. He's like, you listen here, you.
That's how it works.
This dude is off the fucking rails. Off the rails, dude.
Have you tried to command that many rats?
I feel like using another rat to do... Well, I guess maybe that would work. I was going to say it probably wouldn't because it'd piss them off, but I don't know. They might be pretty fucking scared after that.
It, apparently it works.
Jesus,
he gets
fucking
them to do
Christ.
His bidding.
Well, he goes, come on, it's time for dinner. He's like, and then he starts muttering to himself. He's like, can't afford this damn mortgage. Might be the last dinner. Come get it. Like, dude,
he turns into a dad so fast.
No, he turns into a dad mixed with Agra from the Dark Crystal. Fucking must be dinner. Smells like dinner. Might be last dinner. What the fuck, dude? And he ends up caving, and he goes over to Charlotte's fucking place of work. He's like, look, Charlotte, how's it doing? And she's like, oh, I like your car. Is that the car that you bought with the money your mom left you? He's like, yeah, it's fucking sweetheart. And he's like, but listen, Charlotte, I need some money.
Like, but listen here, I actually need twice as much as the car costs.
Fully bragging about it. He was showing it off to her and everything. And he's like, but by the way, I'm broke because of this car. Can I have all of your money? Can I have $20,000?
Right? $20,000.
The fuck are we talking about?
You just go up to an old lady and ask her for $20,000.
After he just yelled at her and threw her out of his house and said, never come over here again. Stay the fuck away from me. So, I mean, there was this moment, though, where she did steal the keys from his house.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
that
yeah.
That was a little much.
And then tried to, like, sell his house under him. So, I mean, he did. I mean, I don't know that he was fully in there because, I mean, I think he was being problematic before that, and she did make a promise to his mom that she was gonna like take care of him,
right?
So I think she was kind of, I mean, she was maybe a little out of bounds at times, but Willard is overall way more out of bounds. So I
yeah.
mean, everyone around him is actually trying to help him for the most part.
You know, he actually gets some sound advice multiple times, not even from bad people.
Well, she gives him sound advice right now. He's like, can I have $20,000? She's like, no, but I can get you a job. Let me call someone up,
right?
So you
right.
could go like figure this situation out. And she is genuinely concerned about him. Like, she's not even trying to be a dick. She's like, let me go, like, call this dude up. Like,
yeah, yeah,
we'll get
yeah.
you squared away. So, yeah, I mean, he's just an asshole.
Willard is an asshole.
Fucking sucks, dude. So, yeah, he gets a prospect job at a mortuary. He also goes, like, hey, can I have, like, an advance, a $2,500 advance to, like, you know, not lose my house? And the dude's like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go further into debt. Like, yeah, usually that's the answer. This guy does give kind of bad advice because it's like, well, it's not advice. I mean, it's him not wanting to give him $20,000. So
right,
that's fair.
Right.
But
right.
he was definitely just making an excuse for it. He could have just been like, no, I'm not giving you fucking $20,000.
Yeah.
But like the excuse he made, I was like, well, that's not completely accurate because when it comes down to losing your house or going into more debt, you pick the more debt.
But I mean, ultimately, this guy is given an option.
You're right, because in this scenario, I was giving a general scenario.
Right.
A general scenario that does apply. To be fair, in Willard's scenario, it does not, because he could sell this house, get the equity, and go buy a house.
He does have equity in the house.
Yes.
All he has to do is sell the house. He's just a single man. Maybe things are going to go well with Joanne.
Equity in a mansion, by the way.
Equity in a mansion. He could sell this and get any reasonable house.
Probably even get a smaller mansion, to be fair.
Sure.
They own a company. There's at least a good amount of that mortgage paid off. You know, I mean, they said a heavy mortgage, but even if it's like 1/4 of that mortgage is paid off, that's 1/4 of a like multi-million dollar mansion.
Multi-million.
Like, yeah. And I mean multi-multi.
Multi-multi-million. Because it's also in California.
And you're right. And like we said, $20,000 a month is what it seems like it is. So that is an expensive mansion. That is like a 10-plus million dollar mansion.
It's a big house.
So, yeah.
So he could sell this, get any little old house he wants for all the rats and Joanne, and then he could live a very happy life.
100%.
He just is too stubborn to get rid of this house.
He's a stubborn asshole, 100%.
He just absolutely doesn't want to get rid of this house, which is silly. He also never really necessarily shows that he like loves the house or something.
No, I don't think he gives a shit about the house.
Fucking deal about the house,
bro? He's just like, oh, this house harbors my rats. Yeah, any house can harbor your
rats. You can move them anywhere, guy.
They don't need to be in this fucking mansion, dude. And also, you're putting all the rats in the cellar anyway. What about your other 19 bedrooms?
Right, exactly. It's insane.
I think it's because he is just trying to flex now. Because he did get the nice car and he's trying to like, he starts flexing on Joanne and shit. He's like, look at all my nice stuff. He's like, you like me now? Which she already liked him before, but whatever. And he didn't seem interested. But now he's like, now that I have cool stuff.
Now I got a house and a car and rats.
Yep. And the rats. Now Willard is secret agent, man. He runs really low. There's just this scene in the movie where like he just decided that he was going to break into a house to go steal their money so that he could pay off his mortgage taxes.
Yeah.
And he just like wears an all black suit, which is an odd thing to break into a house with.
But you're already looking shady, my guy.
He wears a suit. And then, when he's like running over, he's walking normally. And then he just gets like real low and hunchback at one point and then runs in the house. And I guess that protected him from fill in the blank.
Well, he also brings a bunch of rats with him.
He brings tons of rats with him. Yeah, that's very true. And then
he goes to the break-in.
And he's going to Mr. Spencer's house, which they kind of just mentioned that I think he's just like an account or something. I think they're just paying money to him.
Some kind of businessman.
Yeah. I don't really know who he was, but they just kept saying Mr. Spencer, Walter. Who the fuck is Walter? Whatever. He walks in and he's trying to get into this room where the money is, which I don't know how he knows exactly where the money is.
Right.
But I guess he knows where it is. Cash, by the way. And he can't open it, so he pulls the rats out and he tells them, door joint, eat it out, tear it up. That just made me really uncomfortable. What are you talking about, dude? Like, I'm getting bricked up over here. What are you saying to me? What are you saying? That's fucking insane.
Door joint.
Door joint. Eat it out.
I don't even know what that means.
Eat out the door joint. Eat out the fucking door joint. And the rats know what that means, apparently. They know the word door joint because he taught that to them with empty boxes.
But they're...
He had one empty box that had nothing in it, you know, empty. Mm-hmm. The other box had a door joint in it.
But they weren't necessarily eating, like, the hinges of the door. They were eating, like, underneath the door.
Yeah,
like,
the door joint, dumbass.
What the fuck's a door joint? Am I stupid?
I mean, it doesn't exist, I don't think. But look, I've fucked with some doors in my day. Anyway, during this scenario where the rats are attempting to tear up that door joint,
can you roll me a door joint?
Walter's wife starts to wake up and she's like, hey, you know, check those noises I'm hearing. He's like, yeah, fuck you. And then eventually she's like, really, go check those noises. He's like, you know what? You're a dumbass, but I'll do it.
Okay.
He walks over, he opens the door to just like 100 rats just staring at him.
All the rats.
I love all the scenes of people just opening doors to rats and just getting horrified. So we see all these rats. They get terrified. They run off. His wife's all screaming, like, help me. He's just like, bitch, you better get out of there. Like, he literally screams back. He's like, go, go.
It actually is kind of a genius idea if you're gonna rob someone, if you're comfortable around rats, to just release a bunch of rats in the house. Because yeah, as soon as they see them, they're just gonna run outside.
You're out. Yeah, you're not gonna fuck with that.
They're gonna run outside.
You're so not gonna think of intruders. You're gonna be like, those noises were these thousands of rats, and exactly. I don't want to be near these thousands of rats.
So that's gonna buy you at least a few minutes to ransack the house and take whatever you want.
I was legitimately thinking of that while it was happening, and I was like, this would be a very good way to rob a house. Very good way.
Because I'd do the same thing. I'd just run out, get out of this house as fast as possible. It's covered in rats.
I'd do the same thing, too. Release a bunch of rats in the house and rob you fucking blind. And now that I know that you're weak to it, you're top on my list, buddy. Everyone listening to this is like, shit, I'm going to find out where James lives. And
I'm super effective to rats.
Dude, just release a bunch of rat-a-tats in your house.
Good God.
Jesus. So, yeah, they run off. Willard robs them blind. The next day, Mr. Martin shows up to Willard's house. And I thought that for some reason they knew that he robbed them with rats. I thought, because the way they were coming, like, it seemed like, actually, what were they even showing up for?
I don't know.
They're pounding on his door, like they need to come in and talk to him right now. And then
it was just because he's trying to buy the house.
Yeah, I guess that's all it was, but that seems so weird.
He's just, yeah, trying to buy the house.
Whatever, though. They assume Will isn't home, but little did they know, Willard is literally popping his head out the window.
Not even that sneaky.
He's popping his whole head out the window and just staring out at
them. So obviously.
He does it multiple times out of different windows, too. It's pretty hilarious.
It's insane.
And now Will really starts to piss me off because he's being a total dick to Ben. He's like, Ben is just like in a room or something, and he starts like poking at him with pencils and like starts like having like a tug of war with him and like fighting him with it. Like just poking him in the face with it for no reason. And then he picks up a cane and starts poking him in the face with a cane. And he's just like, you can't go to work with me and Socrates. Like, fuck you, Ben. Walks away, and then he comes back into a room, and Ben, like, destroyed the cane that he was poking him with.
Yeah, he did.
And he's just like, all right, Ben, I guess since you destroyed my cane, I'll take you to work with me. And then he looks him in the eye, he grabs him, manhandles him, looks him in the eyes, he's like, don't fucking cause any problems, though. You make a noise, and you're done. Never again. Ben, like, squeaks back at him. He's like, all right, glad you understand me.
So Willard's just crazy, right?
He's absolutely fucking insane. This is literally Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Right.
If it was just with rats. I mean, he's screaming at pictures of his dead mother throughout the movie. Is this not Psycho with rats?
Yeah.
He's in a giant fucking mansion alone.
Psycho with rats.
Screaming about his dead mother. The only thing he's not doing is dressing as a rat or as his dead mother. But he is quite literally just fucking Psycho with rats.
Yeah.
He's Norman Ratman.
Norman Rats.
Norman Rats himself. So, he eventually lets Ben go to work with him, and this time, Joanne gets called in the office to speak to Mr. Martin, and he mentions to her that he notices her spend a lot of time with Willard, so he hatches a plan. He's like, all right, I'm the one that pays you, right? So since I pay you, you gotta convince Will to sell me his house. And she's like, yeah, bro, I'm not doing that. No dice.
Not interested.
No dice, buddy. You go do that on your own time. So he's like, yeah, you sure? She's like, yeah. All right, bye. Walks away. Fortunately for Joan, this leads to her getting fired. Immediately gets her termination notice. And then within seconds, Willard opens up a piece of paper. He's like, I'm fired too. So at this time, one of the workers heads into the room where Willard is holding his rats. That's where they're hanging out the whole day. Which I don't know why he doesn't just have them in his bag.
He leaves them in a room of files.
Yeah, it also seemed like he was unlocking that door at some point, but then she just walks right in, so I'm like, what happened?
He says, no one comes in here except for me. I think she heard him in there.
Okay. Yeah, she said she heard noise in there, so she went in.
Yeah.
Because he also goes in at one point to grab Ben and yell at him for making noises.
Right.
So then the movie really just started pissing me off, honestly. It really annoyed me at this point. Mr. Martin comes to the room, and he grabs a stick, and he starts like searching for the rats in there, and then he finds Socrates, the tiny little baby rat, and he literally murders him with a stick. And it's not even like
he pokes him to death.
Yeah, he pokes him, and it's not even like we see just like part of it or something too. Like he pokes him, he starts bleeding a little bit, and then he keeps doing it. You see more and more blood until he just like fucking mutilates him.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting. Like I honestly did not like that scene at all.
Rip Socrates.
It made me very upset. I did not like it all, and it really pissed me off and made me hate Willard immediately because Willard didn't even try to stop him. Just no. Fully let it happen. He just stood there and watched. And I was like, damn, you're not even going to try to do like the, oh, I'll handle it or something, you know, like I'll get rid of them.
Right. Something.
Like, don't do anything. Or you're already fucking fired. Why do you care about this guy anymore? You just got your termination notice. Like, literally, why do you care? Grab your fucking rats and be like, no, these are my fucking rats. I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
What is he going to do about it? You're fucking fired. Leave. It really pissed me off. I did not like that at all. Immediately was done with Willard. After that, there's a moment where Willard tells Ben that he couldn't do anything. Like, it's at the end of the day. And he's like, I couldn't do anything. I'm sorry, Ben. He's like, you got to come in this bag. Like, he's like, I won't even mess with you. Because he knows he fucked up. He's like, just get in this bag and, like, I'll take you home. Otherwise, they're going to kill you. Type beat.
Yeah.
He takes Ben home. And Willard just descends further in the madness. And this is when he starts talking to pictures of his dead mom. He's just like, oh, fucking Mr. Martin killed my dad and then killed you and then all this. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, dude, if I'm being honest. But whatever. Go ahead. Scream about this shit. I didn't even like him either. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck if he killed your dad.
Yeah.
Hope he kills your dad again, you piece of shit. So after his breakdown, he takes his army of rats over the office to meet up with Mr. Martin. And this is really what you're waiting for the whole movie. Like, you're waiting for the army of rats to attack.
I thought this was a movie.
I thought that was the whole movie.
About a man who murders people with rats. And I thought that still hadn't happened yet.
I thought it was either that or just a man, like, becoming friends with rats and then them revolting on him. Revolting on him and then, like, fucking him over. You know what I mean? Like, killing him.
I thought
him.
You were just going to say fucking him.
Just fucking him. That would be pretty crazy,
too. Just a bunch of rats fucking Willard.
That'd be pretty crazy, too. But yeah, anyway, he keeps his rats on standby. He closed the door behind him. He walks into Martin's room. And then he's like, all right, I got something to tell you. These are all my rats. I'm Rat Boy. I've been Rat Boy all along. He takes off his rat mask. He's like, I'm the one swinging through the cities of New York dressed as a rat. Swinging on my spider webs.
Swinging on my rat webs.
I'm Rat Man. Martin goes, you were Rat Man all along? You were the one that released the rats into my party?
You ruined my party?
And then he's like, yeah, and you ruined my rat. He's like, you know Socrates? And he's like, I don't know what the fuck Socrates is.
What's a Socrates?
And he's like, that was my rat, and now my other rats, they're going to beat your ass. And also, you stole the company from my father, and that led to the death bond between my mother and father. And now you tried to death bond me?
You gonna take my house?
But that you want to take my house?
You gonna fire me?
Fire my wife?
Fire my wife?
Fuck my rat?
Fire my rats?
You can't do that. Can't do that. Rats, get them.
Took her gerbs?
They took her darb. This is the definition of took her gerbs. So yeah, he's like, yeah, you take my company and my rats. Now my rats gonna
take your ass.
Fight back. Yeah, take your ass. So Martin tries to fight back, but he gets locked in the room with the rats, and the rats just start, like, fucking biting all at him and eating him.
And someone's just throwing rats at him.
Quite literally, there's a scene of, like, you just see a close-up of Martin's face, and rats are just flying at him. So, like, someone's definitely just throwing rats just at,
like,
him.
It's tossing them.
Fucking crazy. Like, someone off camera is just either dropping them on his head or just throwing them at him. It's pretty insane. And then he just jumps out of a window because he's tired of getting hit by the rats. He, like,
that's,
you know, in Super Smash Brothers,
you get attacked by rats.
You know, in Super Smash Brothers, where Luigi, like, does his side womp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He, like, womps sideways and then, like, bashes into you.
Yeah, that, like, rocket jump.
Yeah, he did that out the window, which is exactly what Scott Pilgrim does in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does that and then he dies. We see the shot of him. He's down on the ground, all dead and stuff. And then Willard just, like, looks at Ben, grabs all the other rats, and then closes the door on Ben and locks it, and he goes, bye, Ben.
Bye, Ben. Like he's trying to pin the murder on Ben.
So I didn't get it at all at first, but then you said that because the next scene is just, it's so fucked up, dude. Like, he goes
Where
home.
Where does Willard's brain go? None
I
of this makes sense.
None of it makes sense. Well, he grabs...
The movie makes total sense up until this point.
Yeah. Well, he grabs all these crates with, like, all the rats in them, and then he goes out to the place where he almost drowned them earlier, and he drowns them.
Yeah.
He quite literally sticks the fucking baskets of rats in the water, and then it shows, like, them in the water and bubbling until it stops bubbling.
He drowns the rats.
And he fucking murders all the rats. All the rats that just murdered someone for him.
Yeah.
And he then just
buries the dead rats in the cages in the ground.
So, yeah. So, Arth, the reason James said that it seems like he was pinning Ben at the scene of the crime is because you realize that it seems like he killed all the rats to try to hide the evidence of rats killing a person, which makes, first
either
off,
that,
step one, no fucking sense.
No.
Either that or he like feels bad now.
I think so, but then why do you kill the rats?
I don't know. Why not just let them go?
Because they tasted human blood. Like, what is this? There's so many ways that this could go, but I don't get it.
It's very confusing. I don't know what's happening, really.
I think the thing that makes the most sense is that he was trying to hide the evidence and like put it past him and like give up his rat boy, his title as rat boy. But if you're trying to hide the evidence, why the fuck would you? You made more evidence because now you just buried all these rat bodies in your backyard.
That's true. So what's worse than one body? A thousand rat bodies.
If rats killed someone, if that is really like what they came down to, they're never in a million years going to assume that someone controlled those rats and made them attack someone and made them jump out the window.
Right, exactly.
You would never get to that point.
No.
But if that happened and then you find a bunch of dead rat corpses in the back in someone's backyard, then you might go, maybe they did control all these rats and make them kill this guy. You know, you might start to assume that at that point.
Maybe.
So I don't get what it was. And yeah, and then looking at that scene after he goes and kills them, you look back and you're like, was he leaving Ben there? So it seemed like he was the one that did it.
I think so.
What are they going to do? Put the fucking rat in handcuffs? Willard is a fucking moron. Willard is an absolute moron. I don't get him at all.
Goodbye, Ben.
Jesus fucking Christ. So now that Willard is trying to move on with his life or whatever, with his hot girlfriend, Joan, Ben shows up while they're like sitting in their room, like, you know, like or sitting in the kitchen, like, you know, having a fun time or whatever. Ben shows up and he gives him like an evil face.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good. He looks pretty pissed off. And that's you kind of pretty much know that Ben's going to mess him up now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he killed all his rat homies.
Ben's back.
So Willard walks over to the cellar. He opens it, and there's just so many rats in his cellar. Like, there's more than there ever was.
All the rats.
And then he just immediately closes the door, just nonchalant, like, doesn't even, like, acknowledge it. Turns around, walks over to Joan, and then just grabs her, like, manhandles her like he does the rats. He's just like, all right, get out. Go get a taxi. Go home. I'll call you when you're home. Get the fuck out. And then just throws her out the door, closes the door, never see Joan again. That's the end of her arc. I just don't get it. And then he goes over to have like a civil discussion with Ben. He meets him in the kitchen. He sits down in front of him. He's like, all right, Ben, look, buddy, let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
He's like, I'll give you and your friends food if you just behave yourself. And then Ben goes, he like squeaks at him and then starts like chewing at the cutting board. So this great conversation. And this asshole grabs a bag of rat poison. It's like, dude, come on.
I know.
Even after all of this, Ben is still agreeing to be civil with you. He still wants to be your homie.
He was like,
this
all
is,
right.
This is so fucked up,
you're
dude.
A rat boy.
This is just so messed up. Willard's such a bad person. And then he gets the rat poison. He starts mixing it with the food. And then he looks over at Ben, and Ben disappeared. And you notice that you could see the reflection of, like, a crew member, like, moving the rat over to a different spot during the shot.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Which is pretty fire. And then you see Ben sitting on the counter behind them, and he's sniffing the bag of rat poison.
Yeah.
And you can tell he just gets a moment where he knows what it is, and he, like, does a battle cry to the rest of his rats.
He sets off the alarm.
It's like when you're playing fucking Breath of the Wild. And, like, all those, what are they called again? The fucking, I don't know what they're called.
Moblins?
Yeah, the Mogoblins, Moblins or
something.
Something
like that.
Yeah, when all the Moblins, like, see you, and then that one, like, grabs his fucking, like, horn. So then now Willard's like, oh, fuck, they all know. So he grabs a broom. He starts chasing Ben around. He's trying to smash at him. I'm like, you really just grew to become the thing that you apparently hated, huh? What's that saying? You live long enough to see yourself become the enemy. What the fuck is it? What is it? Oh, some stupid fucking... I hate that. I hate all sayings.
He got hoisted by his own petard.
What? What'd you call me? Fuck you, asshole. So thankfully for Ben, the rest of the rat pack has his back. That's funny. And they throw a bunch more rats at Willard. It's another scene of someone just throwing rats.
A lot of tossed rat.
And then we get a close-up on Ben's face. And like some like joyful music plays and it just fades out.
That's it.
It's incredible. It's a great ending.
Roll credits.
And then the next movie Ben, the sequel, it literally begins with like the last 2 minutes of the movie and it goes into like the close-up on Ben's face and everything and like title cards and then it just goes into the movie.
And then it keeps going.
It's amazing. I think the sequel is going to be so fun. I hope. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It seems incredible though. The song, if nothing else, is going to set it off. So we technically had three kills in the movie. If you count the mom dying, we don't really see that. I feel like it's not really a kill.
Right.
So I'd probably put it more at two, but technically three people in the movie did die.
Sure.
But really, it's just Willard and then Mr. Martin. Those would be the ones that count. Those are the ones that died by rats. So two kills, I'd say.
Two kills.
No boobs.
Nothing even remotely close to a boob.
I don't know for sure that I would recommend this movie.
I actually would not.
Like, I feel like I would to certain people because I think it's fun. And it's like interesting, but like if you're not into like, it is slow. It's slow. It has a lot of parts that drag. It has very funny scenes and funny moments. And I like the atmosphere of the movie. I really just like how 70 movies are shot. And like, I like just goofiness of them. Right. Like when they're like this, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really, I don't think I would recommend you watch it unless you really want to watch a rat movie.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't recommend it either. It's mostly like I don't hate it, and I am gonna read it, okay, but it's not something that I would seek out.
No,
it and made me laugh for sure.
It was entertaining.
Yeah,
but it's just not like it doesn't stand out that much. It's not crazy amazing.
Yeah,
it has funny moments, but I'm not gonna say waste an hour and a half of your life on it for some funny moments.
Right.
And there are a lot of scenes of Willard literally just looking at stuff. So like it's yeah. What would you rate this, James?
Probably about a 3.5.
I gave it a 3.
Yep.
Yeah. I almost gave it a 3.5. I almost went a little higher, but I feel like a 3 is fine. It's a fine movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think it was an enjoyable movie. I probably would watch it again, but just under certain circumstances. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me watch Willard all the time. But like, it's not to say that I would never watch it again, but I wouldn't watch it often.
I won't watch it again.
Yeah. If I'm having like a rap movie like thing,
yeah,
then I'll watch it. That's about it.
I'd rather not do that though.
Yeah. I have a fuck, marry, kill for you.
Okay.
You have Mr. Martin.
Of course.
You have me.
Yep.
And you have every rat at once.
Oh no.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a good one.
Killing every rat at once.
You're killing every rat at once?
I'm killing every rat at once.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's fucked up, man. After what happened to them, you're not going to throw them a bone after what happened in this movie?
Well, I'm not going to fuck them or marry them, Caleb.
You're going to fuck or marry Mr. Martin?
That's what we've come down to.
That's pretty gross.
So I'm going to fuck Mr. Martin and I'll marry you.
I would have probably fucked every rat at once before I fucked Mr. Martin.
Well, here we are.
That's crazy. Yeah, so we'll probably be doing that kangaroo movie next.
Kangaroo.
Fucking Matilda. People are going to see Matilda. They're definitely going to think that it's the other Matilda when they click on the episode.
For sure. Everyone will.
I'll just like make the whole description about Danny DeVito, too, just to throw it off a little more.
Oh, my God.
And then we're going to be doing Ben. Roger Ebert reviewed this.
No way.
Yeah, he did. He watched it. He gave it a 2-star. And I only wrote down the first like little paragraph thing that he wrote. Move your mic a little farther away. It's like blaring in my ear. If you guys heard that noise, it's James vaping, dude. We're vapors, bro. We're freaking vape. He's giving me this eye. What is that? What's that look you're giving me? Oh, you want to fuck me like the rats?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're gross. Anyway, Roger Ebert said Willard, in quotations, is about rats and about a young man who likes rats and has a mysterious ability to communicate with rats. I hate rats. I also hate spiders.
Okay.
Tell me this is the funniest intro to a review. Just, I hate rats.
I hate rats.
I also hate spiders. What does that have to do with anything? He goes on to say, I hate spiders even more than rats.
Yeah.
Although rats are more dangerous because of my anthropomorphic bias, but more of that later.
But more of that later?
That's the first paragraph, and then it ends. I hate rats. I also hate spiders. I hate spiders even more than rats. This sounds like a 2-year-old writing. This is like a kindergarten dissertation.
And this is one of the greatest film critics of all time.
Oh, dude, that review made me laugh more than most other Roger Ebert reviews I've read in a long time. Like, I was just crying laughing when I looked that up and That's started great. Reading it. Willard is about rats. Just a blanket statement to start it off, you know?
I hate rats.
I also hate spiders. I also hate spiders is what fucking set it off for me. The whole rat thing and then I hate rats was pretty funny, but when he said, I also hate spiders. Holy shit, that's so funny. Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for always reviewing and, you know, telling people about the show. And if you don't do those things, well, and I'm not thanking you. And now you have to go do it so that you can apply yourself to my thanks. And if you don't do it, fuck you. Fuck you. I put the camera on you. Say fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, dumb bitch. Fuck you. If you don't do it. Anyway, you can rate the show anywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Put a jump scare there with the community. Let people know. Put a poster up around your city. Everything else, you can find us on Instagram at Horse Soup. Patreon.com/Horse Soup to get thanked, to check out bonus stuff, all that fun stuff. I'm on Letterboxd at Horse Soup Caleb. James is on Letterboxd at Night Shift Video. Check out the Scream Podcast, another horror movie podcast that I do where I talk about horror movies with Ash and Elena, with the people from Morbid. They do Morbid. If you haven't seen Morbid,
no
go
way.
Listen to Morbid. Go listen to Morbid. Go listen to The Rewatcher, all
That's
that other
crazy.
Fun stuff. And thank you to Ross Lee and the Mutant Members Only Club for our musics that we use throughout the show. Appreciate that a ton. It's always very good to, very nice. And with that, furthermore,
oh my,
and, if we want to really break it down,
you gotta let them know.
And then, the other thing I have to say is, all right.
Turds.